साहब, अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू। मुफ्ती साहब, अहलन व सहलन व मरहबन टू यू। अल्लाह ग्रांट्स यू आफियत एंड गुड हेल्थ। अल्लाह ताला टेक ग्रेट वर्क ऑफ दीन फ्रॉम यू एंड इंशाल्लाह मे मरकज सहाबा गो फ्रॉम स्ट्रेंथ टू स्ट्रेंथ एंड इंस्टिल द ग्रेट लव एंड मोहब्बत व सहाबा इकराम रिज़वानुल्लाहि तआला अलैहिम अजमईन। मुफ्ती साहब, द प्लेटफॉर्म इज योर्स।
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم، آمين 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 to all your wonderful supplications and duas. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah Safat, verses 22, 23 and 24. We know that it is the day of justice as mentioned in our previous lesson, and we did already in Surah Yasin, chapter 39, verse 59, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. O you criminals, today the day of justice, you must stand one side. You cannot mingle and associate with the true believers and Muslims. So yeah, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is explaining to us in further detail what will occur and happen on that day, the day of justice, the day of judgment. أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Gather all these zalims, all these oppressors, all these tenpot dictators. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And the worst form of zulm, oppression, is when somebody who is sane and mature ascribes, associates somebody, something to Almighty Allah, he or she is a polytheist, idol worshipper, and people who are kuffar, who reject the articles of faith of Islam, so they all will be assembled and gathered. أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Almighty Allah will instruct the angels, gather them and assemble all of them without exception, all those who are sane and mature. وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ. And their spouses as well. Why are the spouses mentioned separately? Because many a time in life, one spouse then influences the other spouse. The husband influencing the wife influencing the husband. And many a time we see they go astray just because they call it, we want peace, we don't want rows and ructions and so forth. And then they go on the wrong path. Allah protect us. وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. And whatever they were worshipping. So all these things, these idols, people are worshipping stones, people are worshipping trees, people are worshipping animals, and what have you. So they all will be assembled. That thing which they are worshipping will not be punished. It's no fault of theirs. But Almighty Allah wants to increase the hasra, the regret and the remorse for the worshippers. So they will assume and imagine that even the item and the thing which they are worshipping is being punished. And therefore, this will increase their remorse and regret. وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ Whatever they worship besides Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا فَهَدُوهُمْ Hence guide them إِلَى صِرَاطِ الْجَحِيمِ Towards the path of Jahannam, the hellfire. Did you beg Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا today? Say, Allahumma inni as'aluka jannat al-firdaus al-a'la. Ya Allah, I ask of you, jannat al-firdaus, the highest stages of Jannah and Paradise al-a'la, the supreme portion, the best portion of Jannah. Wa a'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wan nar. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from your displeasure, from your wrath and anger, and from Jahannam, the hellfire. Just now is Fajr time, so after Fajr, after Maghrib, read a hadith in Abu Dawood. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar 7 times, 7 times after Fajr, 7 times after Maghrib. Allah Jalla Wala will protect us from the hellfire. So these people will now be guided there towards Jahannam, the path of the hellfire, the inferno. Now, while they are walking, you know many a time that we have our boarding pass, but then what happens that before we can board the plane, so they have some security personnel and they will call us and so forth before we even board the plane. So now before these people really enter Jahannam and the hellfire, so Almighty Allah will instruct the angels, وَقِفُوهُمْ Stop them in their tracks. These people destined to go to Jahannam, innahum mas'ulun. Now they must be questioned one more time. Imagine Almighty Allah giving us the questions, the answers, everything for the day of justice, for the day we die. Everything is mentioned, but yet this human being, he or she thinks they are too highly intellectual and intelligent, and then they divert from the divine plan, the divine work, and the divine way. That is where Almighty Allah shows us that the path to prosperity and what they choose is the path to ruin, a recipe for disaster, and then everlasting doom and gloom. Therefore, always beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Ya Allah, lead us to the straight path. Ya Allah, lead us to the path which is the correct path. Today people think that they are doing good deeds, bring this one, bring that guest, bring that guest, but many a time وَضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ that remember their actions will lead them astray. وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا but they think that they are doing good deeds. So therefore we need to be extremely circumspect and careful in that regard. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala guide us always to the right path and make our heart ending on Iman and Islam, and the best day in our life, the day we meet our Creator, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma aj'al khayra ayyamina yawman alqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet you. Wonderful, powerful, potent dua and supplication mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today's news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 29th of Muharram, 1446. Gaza genocide, day number 304, this Monday. 2 Jutlas were killed in the weekend there in Tel Aviv and 2 others injured. We say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we're very happy about it. We have no sympathy, empathy for those Jutlas, Haramis, squatters, settlers who are there, who stole other people's land, property, olive trees and gardens and what have you. So therefore, they deserve what they got. And yesterday, late at night, I sent out some very important information. And you, the esteemed listeners of Ansar Radio International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, should be sending out to millions and thousands of other people. Jutlas have lost so far in this 300 days plus more than 10,000 soldiers of Israel dispatched to hell. So what do? That they will come to the schools, they will come to the hospitals, they will come to the mosque and the churches, and they will blow it up and kill innocent people, babies and children and women and so forth. They, the Jutlas, the Jews, it is in their DNA. They murdered the prophets and messengers like Zechariah, Zakaria alayhi salam, John the Baptist, Yahya alayhi salam. They attempted and tried to assassinate Jesus, peace be upon him. They tried to assassinate Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they only have one line. No, the Hamas are hiding there and so forth. The world has realized that Israel, the Jewish Zionist apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, are the biggest terrorists on earth and a pariah state. Nobody is standing with them beside the rogue regime of America. They are the super terrorists, and one by one they will fall. Ajilan ghayra ajil, very soon, inshallah, in our lifetime. So remember that the war of fire is having a devastating effect and damage there in northern Israel. Lebanon, Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan, are firing up a barrage of rockets, missiles, what have you, and causing great, great damage and so forth. So that we're very happy about it. So now one new politician is on the scene. According to the Haaretz, they say they must transfer the Palestinians all to Gaza. You see, every day they will come with a new plane. So Yemenis, mashallah, the Ansarullah, and whoever else there, so the Houthis are Shias. So nevertheless, if they attack American interests, Israel interests, we stand with them on that score. So Yemenis attack the U.S. ship successfully. You see that? So mashallah, they're doing a good job. So in Bangladesh, the things are very, very bad. Approximately 100 of them killed already, and so many thousands arrested. No internet, nothing, everything cut off. So Hasina is fighting for her political life. The third people have turned against her because she has become, remember, a puppet for the Hindu and the BJP and Modi regime. And we know how anti-Islam and Muslim they are. So inshallah, we hope sanity will prevail and she'll be dumped and kicked out of power after 15 years in Bangladesh. Dhaka is the capital. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant our Mujahideen and Muslim parties victory there. Mali has cut off ties with Ukraine. They said, Ukraine, you are the people supplying arms here to the insurgents, and they're causing havoc here in Mali, Timbuktu and other places. So remember that once these Americans, Ukrainians, Jutlas and them, they get involved, then always there will be mayhem and chaos and so forth. In the past few days, more than 50 Palestinians targeted, martyred by the Jutlas, Haramis, murderers. Now remember that Kamala Harris, call her whatever you want to, so she will be the nominee for the Democratic Party. She is busy looking for her VP. If she wins, who will be her vice president? So one Jutla, and his name is Shapiro. So Shapiro wants to be her, Harris' running mate. But when we study his biodata, we study his curriculum vitae, we study his life history, Shapiro the Harami, he said that he desires to join the IDF. He is American, but he's a big politician, but he wants to join the IDF. Remember, the Israeli Defense Force, the Israeli Diaper Force. Now imagine such a Harami and such a terrorist becoming the vice president of America and so forth. So remember that everything works with money. You know, there are prostitutes, political prostitutes and prostitutes. Things have gone very, very bad in the UK, that is in England, and that is in Northern Ireland. And Musk of South Africa, South African born, he says UK is going to head towards a civil war. What happened was last week, 3 young girls were killed. Nothing to do with the migrants, nothing to do with the Muslims and Islam, but you have the politicians. So they will send out disinformation, hasbara and propaganda by the Jews and the Israelis and so forth. The people guilty for this killing are the Muslims, are the migrants, and all hell breaks loose. More than 250 people arrested. Just go see the cities and places that are impacted negatively. Your Liverpool, your Hull, and your Blackburn, and where and where and where it went to. Sunderland and the Masajid, remember, under attack, and big battles raging on. Any person who's dark skinned, these right wing thugs, terrorists, so they attack them. A woman, and you Muslim women need to be very careful there in England, Northern Ireland. They're throwing acid and so forth. None of you should go out unless you are accompanied by your husband, by your brother, and so forth and so on. This is the venom and the hatred that they are now pouring out and so forth. يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. That they speak of human rights, they speak of, you know, that one man, one vote, and universal suffrage, and we all are equal. Now they're showing these whiteys how terrorists they are, what racists they are, and so forth. You, the Muslim man, make sure that you have your own, I don't want to use the word army, but you have your own groups protecting the masajid and mosque. We must not provoke them, but if they come for us, you must defend yourself. Never be people who are just going to be sitting ducks. You know what to do. What these whiteys, you just need to make 3-4 of them proper examples, and the rest of them will run away. Remember that the haramis, just like the Israelis, they can only come in groups and fight and so forth. So now, for all their woes, they want to blame. Remember the migrants, you're the black guy, you came from Africa, you came from Asia, you're a Paki, you're an Indian, pack up and go back, and all the FNBs and so forth. So Starmer and his party having an emergency meeting today, and remember, things are not looking good, but Allah Jalla wa Ala will humiliate them further. And you Muslims, don't take the law in your own hand, because the media will always slant the story. You know the Jews are the biggest terrorists, you know the Christians are the biggest terrorists. Who caused World War I? Who caused World War II? Who caused the so-called Holocaust? All this was done by the white man. So nothing to do with Islam and Muslims. So now they want to hijack it and call us terrorists. These are the haramis. We should remember this. Israel preparing bunkers for Netanyahu and his haramis. The Netanyahu, the Satan and his party are already messing their underpants. You must remember that. So now underground bunkers are being prepared for them. Maybe Iran will attack. Maybe Hezbollah, Shaitan, or Houthis will attack us, and we want to love. See Ismail. وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلُ. Our leader, Sheikh Hafiz Ismail Haniya al-Shaheed, Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, he said, we will never ever recognize Israel, nor today, nor tomorrow, never in the future. He said, oh, you cowards, we love to die and you love to live. That is the difference between the Palestinians and the Muslims, the true Muslims, and the enemies, the Jutlas, Americans, and Haramis. So what happens? Now they think the bunkers and that will help them. I sent out something very interesting last night. Which countries condemned Israel and all that for the murder and martyrdom of our brother Hafiz Ismail Haniya al-Shaheed? You will find Saudi Arabia is not there. Emirates is not there. Jordan, Egypt is not there, and Bahrain, Morocco are not there. You call them Muslim, I call them Murtad, I call them apostates, I call them Ghaddar and traitors, I call them Auladu Iblis. They are the sons of Satan. Remember, I speak about their leaders. Haramis they are. Afghanistan is booming, and Afghanistan is not waiting for 2030 and 2034 like the Saudis, who got money but very little brains. Afghans are Mujahideen. 50 years war, they defeated America, defeated Russia, they defeated the West with all their coalitions, and they are in power. Now they say, China, you come here and make some ching chong ting ting tong and all that. We've got gold, we've got oil, we've got lithium, and the whole world world wants this, and they're booming. If you only understand what is happening there, inshallah, you will see in the next 2-3 years, Afghanistan will be a tiger and one of the superpowers there in Asia, inshallahul aziz. You see these guys, now see this, what I tell you. When I tell you that this whiteys and this west, they always have double standards. This is a non-smoking flight. The lavatories also have smoke detectors. All of them like parrots, they'll say that. After 30 minutes, 1 hour, you will find the daru, you will find the alcohol, you will find the whiskey, and then you will find the beer and all that. So this guy, he was half drunk and he took some marijuana and Allah alone knows what and what and what. So now he told the air hostess, me and you, we can do it here in the plane. I'll give you some high rise, you see, and so forth. And a madcap, a whitey, obviously. So then they arrested him in the plane. The plane had to make, remember, emergency landing. So that is your alcohol. Al-khamru ummul khabais. Al-khamru ummul fawahish. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's words are always the best for all times, all places. And that is the mother of all vices, is the mother of everything that is obscene and indecent. Almighty Allah condemns it in the noble Quran. And that is chapter number 5, verses 19-91. Go read the Quran and see. Saudis, US, UK, Saudis are puppets, yeah, brothers, you know, G-buys. What America tell them, they say G, yeah, brothers, in Afrikaans. In our people, G-buys. So that is now the Saudis, United Kingdom, US, France, all telling their citizens, leave Lebanon immediately. Now, what did Saudi Arabia do? That's why I tell you, you Salafis, hang your heads in shame, you haramis, taking haram money from the Saudi apartheid regime. So see, this is a Saudi citizen. So this lady criticized MBS. She criticized, remember, the Saudi regime and said that you all are tinpot dictators and whatever word she used. So now in the weekend, she was executed. Isra Ghammam executed in Saudi. So Saudi Arabia, no human rights, no criticism. That is what MBS can never tolerate. And he slaughtered and made Qurbani of Jamal Khashoggi. May Almighty Allah grant all these martyrs Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So Harris and Trump, both morons and both idiots, are saying, okay, we will have a debate. So Trump says, I will debate with you on Fox TV. And Harris says, no, I will debate with you on ABC TV. So now they're both going because they say Fox TV is very, very sympathetic on for Trump. And ABC was the agreement they had with Biden and Trump. So that is your American politics. They were the clash of the morons. Venezuela could hand the energy rights to BRICS. You know, Maduro says he won, but America and Europe, majority of them say no. The opposition, Gonzalez, won. All not fighting for human rights. I've been to Venezuela. You know how cheap the oil and all that is. Maduro belongs to Hugo Chavez party, so they hate Hugo Chavez. He died. Now Maduro, the main thing is the oil and the energy they have. So that is what Americans want. They always have an appetite for oil. It's an oily war, not a holy war with this haramis. So Venezuela says we will hand over the energy rights if we want to BRICS. That will be very good. The Jutlas forever complaining they are the biggest murderers, the biggest terrorists, the biggest haramis, and quote me in any part of the world. Now they are complaining of the Tunisian president. They say that he is threatening the Jews. Kick them out. Expel them. What you want to keep them there? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his fatal illness, rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the only one in the creation who's the mercy to the entire universe, said, in his fatal illness, manjo pejo armanuo, we are just ordinary people. Our parents are ordinary people. Nothing special about them. But we attach importance the last wish of my father, my mother. This was the last instructions the Master alayhi salam gave the Arabs and said, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Expel the Jutlas and the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. So that hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif. And this guy claims himself is a murtad and a shaitan, but if he does something against the Jews, we will support him. See, Russia is helping Iran. They're jamming the GPS systems in Israel, in Tel Aviv. They're driving there and they tell them they're driving in Beirut. How's that now? And Putin is sending a lot of supplies and some planes are landing there in Iran. So how Russia, America is sending their ships and so forth to defend their harami, their B, illegitimate child. Russia and Iran are making secret deals. How can we teach America and its cronies a big lesson? That's well, very good that will be. Remember that. Then we have that the F-16s have landed in Kiev, in Ukraine. So now they think that they will be able to take on Russia. They can't take on Russia. Russia is already preparing to take on America with Iran and other countries, North Korea and so forth. Let us give you some news, South African news. Home Affairs, yeah, in South Africa. Can you ever believe this? They spend per annum per year 343 million plus on leasing our buildings, paying for the rent, you know, on the buildings. And some of the buildings are totally abandoned and all the migrants and illegal guys are staying there. This is our South Africa. This is ANC, corrupted to the core. Do you know how many cars are stolen in South Africa per day? 66 cars are stolen per day in our beloved country, South Africa. CR, Cyril Ramaphosa, woke up from his slumber, from his pala-pala, from under the matras. If you don't know, matras is mattress. So yesterday they had an Indaba, a big meeting here next to us in Boksburg. And they said there was no growth in South Africa for 14 years. So what do you expect? How the hell will you have growth if you have 75 ministers and deputy ministers and everyone collecting millions? You want growth? Three quarters of them should be fired. And the others who want to serve, cut their wages by 50%. So then see how you will have growth and so forth. The only thing that happened in the past 30 years in South Africa is what? The elite and the politicians, and then their bellies got fatter and the public got leaner and leaner. The ordinary Joe in the street, how can he come out? You must remember that you look at the rental, you look at the electricity, you look at the cost of living, food prices, everything has skyrocketed. And then you want to come and tell us no growth? Remember, you're a hopeless, useless character. Therefore, I never voted for you. So we have some sad news. One brother used to come every time from our tafsir on Tuesday nights, Brother Abdul Aziz Muhammad Bhatia. So Allah passed away last night. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Our boy Abdul Aziz Bhatia, Allah Ta'ala make easy for him. Grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Grant the family Sabre Jameel. Pick up time today in Lens will be 10 o'clock. 10:15 his janaza, yeah, the Avalon Cemetery. So Allah Ta'ala make it easy for him and his family and grant him Jannatul Firdaus. In Saudi Arabia, I'm looking at my watch, it's already showing one Safar, because this is the Saudi calendar and so forth. So the other countries will follow like sheep. We reject that. It's 3-4 hour moon. How can it be sighted? So we are on the 29th of Muharram today, and after sunset, after Maghrib scan the sky, you will see the new moon and crescent, inshallah, 28, 29 hours, and then read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin, the hadith in Abu Dawood. Ya Allah, make this month of Safar a month of goodness and righteousness for us and the Ummah. Our programs today, 8:30 to 9 with Mona Zahid, will discuss Syria and surroundings, inshallah. And thereafter, between 1 and 2 will be Tafsir. 2 to 2:30 will be our report back. And inshallah, tonight will be the live Q&A with Hafiz Hussein Wadi on Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ma Salim Kareem, Barakallahu Fik. We have 15 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mufti Sahab, what dua do we read when one finds out about being pregnant?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The best duas are the one recited by the prophets and messengers. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, whose name Nami Ismi Grami, honorable name, is mentioned 69 times in the noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to him, Surah to Ibrahim. He's old in age, but he cries, he petitions, he beseeches Almighty Allah. Chapter 37, after Surah Yasin, Surah Safat, the Surah chapter we are doing now. Verse 100, chapter 37, verse 100. So now you are pregnant, read, Rabbi Habali Mina Salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious, pious offspring. And both meanings are acceptable, pious offspring and normal children, normal offspring. So read that dua abundantly, you the husband and the wife. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with such children that are the coolness of the eyes, and give out charity daily as well.
Mufti Sahab, I have a question. If a person missed years of sijda tilawat, should he make up for it, and how should he calculate it if he has to?
Yeah, there are three different issues. Issue number one is sajda-i tilawat. How many are there in the Quran Sharif? The Hanbali say 15. So all 15 you should make. The Shafi'i say 14. They omit and leave out the one in Surah Swad. They say that is sajda-i shukr and not sajda-i tilawat. Hanafis and them say 14. They omit the second one in Surah Hajj. They say that that is sajda of salat, because the Quran says Amanu Ruku wasjudu, first big ruku and then sajda. So Hanafi is also 14, but they leave out the one, the second one, second sajda in Surah Hajj, chapter 22 and verse number 77. So that one they omit. The Maliki say 11. Subhanallah, one issue, four different verdicts, 11. They say we agree with the Hanafis, the second one of Surah Hajj we leave out, and then the last three we leave out. The one in Surah Al-Najmi, the one in Surah Inshiqaq, Surah Al-Samaun Shaqqad and Iqra Bismi. So there you have it, as far as how many sajdas there are according to the great giants, jurists of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Second one is this, what is the hukam and the ruling regarding sajda-i tilawat? So the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbali say you perform it, very good, you'll get reward. You don't perform it, there will not be any sin upon you. So therefore they say it's sunnah. So if you never made sajda tilawat, there won't be any sin upon you in the future also. If you're not encouraging it, I'm explaining to you the academics of it and academically. So it's good if you do it, but not mandatory, not compulsory. There's the Maliki, Shafi'is, Hanbalis. Only the Hanafis say it's wajib. Now let's assume and say you are following the Hanafi school, and now for years you were reading Quran but you never performed sajda tilawat. So today you start, mashallah, and what you do every day, make 10-20 sajda, and remember that you can do that the whole night and whole day besides sunrise time. Wait 10-15 minutes after sunrise, and at time is istiwa, what people call zawal, when the sun is at the zenith, and after asr you can't do it until Maghrib time, because you didn't read the Quran that time. So beside these times, yeah, other times you can do it. You can perform 100 sajdas, 10 sajdas per day. Use your own, you know, your own brains and so on, your own intelligence and so forth, and do the maximum amount of sajda. And for sajda tilawat, I'll just teach you one dua, which is sunnah, and that is in hadith in Tirmidhi. Sajada wajhi He lilladhi khalaqahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. My body, my anatomy went into sajda for Almighty Allah. We don't bow down to anybody. We don't prostrate to anybody. No creation. We only bow down and prostrate to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, our beloved Allah. He is our creator. He blessed us with the faculty of hearing and seeing with his might and power. So read that. That is the sunnah dua. There's another long dua الله اللهم اكتب لي بها عندك أجرا وضع عني بها وزرا واجعلها لي عندك زخرا وتقبلها مني كما تقبلتها من عبدك داود. Also صحيح حديث authentic mentioned in Tirmidhi, but start with the short one and then you can learn the long one inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, what is the sunnah method of musafaha?
The hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, and how did Sahaba meet one another? How did Sahaba meet Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So if you're asking how is it permissible, then you shake with one hand is permissible. You shake with two hands is permissible. وَضَعْتُ يَدِي فِي يَدَيْهِ. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud Sahaba say, I put my hand in the two hands Mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So remember, all the ulama will agree that two hands is more respectful. Imagine you meeting your father, your mother, you came back from Umrah, from overseas or what have you, you're meeting your teacher and so forth, so you meet with two hands, so that is the adab, etiquette, sunnah and so forth. You meet with one hand, also acceptable. The Arab ulama, that is what they do. The imams of the haram, they came South Africa or they came there. The last imam was there that I met personally, 2010, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, when he came to Darum, Newcastle, Jalsa, 2010. So I know their style, they like to meet with one hand, so I also just took out one hand, so I just make salam with him, and because I to translate and so forth. So both are permissible, but two hands is better, definitely.
Mufti Sahib, is it jayz to put fake removable eyelashes for a woman?
Regarding Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, make dua for him. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, has dispatched him also to prison for 10 years for telling the Ummah don't go and frequent the places where there is intermingling of the genders, don't go visit the cinemas and so forth and so on. What he spoke is 100% the truth, but this harami and shaitan put him in jail. That is your Saudi Arabia of today, run by kuffar and the Salafi madkhalis, sellouts and traitors to Islam. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119. When Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled and kicked out from Jannah and Paradise, and he was expelled never to see Jannah again and Paradise again, so he took various oaths and qasam and said, وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, and I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. See today, in the Olympics now, yes, all shaitani, this whole Olympics A to Z, totally haram, and he cooked up also and lot of things, and they allow the genocidal country, the apartheid country of Israel, remember. So what credibility they have, these haramis? So there they have a big debate raging on regarding the gender and the sex, this person is male or female or what have you, and all these type of things. So the person was born Eve, now Eve wants to become Steve, Steve wants to become Eve, the transgender. For men to imitate women, women to imitate men, all are cursed in Islam. لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ وَالْمُتَشَبِّهَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the men who want to imitate women. They speak like women, they want to behave like them and so forth. And the women who want to imitate the men, they cut the hair so short and all. So all these fake eyelashes, fake this, fake nails and I don't know what and what, fake lipstick, fake dipstick and all. What then, what dear woman? I couldn't believe one day, you know, we simple Simon, we don't see these things. So I was flying one day, so this lady came to serve us, the stewardess or air hostess, whatever you want to call them. So I asked my wife, I said, that this, why come she looking so funny? She said, no, they put that fake eyelashes, you see. So this, so imagine this is playing straight into the hands of Satan and Lucifer. Absolutely haram. Imagine you, my sister, as a Muslimah, you did that because there's a bigger wedding and there's a big walima and you die in that state. Imagine. So what a terrible death that will be. And all of you who put all those fake nails, I know what and what you'll put. All haram, all these things here. Ittaqillah, fear Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to have two teeth implants done?
So if it is a necessity and need for it, and you know you're really in pain and you can't bear it, tolerate it. So if you have one or you have two and so forth, so whatever it is, it will be permissible, provided there's need and necessity. Not for cosmetic and aesthetic reasons. You say, no, I no more like my teeth now, so now I want to go and then go change everything, put one gold tooth here and one silver tooth here and one other one there, and just to show off and so forth, so then it's not permissible then. So if there's real need, necessity, then it's no problem, it's permissible. Ad-darurat tubihul mahzurat. Where there is matter of life and death, or where is great pain and lot of problems, then even things that are not normally permissible would become permissible, meaning there will not be a sin upon you. That's the meaning of it. As the Quran Kareem states, Fala ithma alayh, there will be no sin upon you.
Mufti Sahib, this question is from Malawi. Sunrise is at 6:07 and Zawal is 11:51. From what time to what time can we read Chahsala?
So if your sunrise day in Limbi, lot of my connections are there, the Mamans in Malawi, Mosalim, they speak Maman with Tajweed, you know. So it's, there's one youngster is qualifying this year. So I asked him to korokarante uwes. He said, autoboti neroti kanto. I said, Subhanallah, I was a young boy. So he always told his parents, me, I want to become like AK, and today is qualifying this year, yeah, mashallah, in Azadwal. So Uwais, Hazrat Maulana Uwais, we'll call him when I meet him. So anyway, so now 6:07, so you add another 12, 13, 15 minutes, so mashallah, you got 6:20, 6:25. So from then, you continue reading till whatever time you mentioned, istiwa time, what they said there, 11:30.
11:51, Mufti Sahib, 11:51.
Right, 11:51. So take from 6:20, 6:25, right up to 11:45. So you can read your Ishraq Salat, you can read your Duha Salat, everything. Let me explain to you one issue. 15 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes after sunrise, you read 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq. Then you're a very busy person and you read 2 rakat Salatul Duha, what you call Chas Salat. Totally permissible. You read 10 o'clock also, so you say I'm reading both Ishraq and Duha, all permissible. 11 o'clock you say you're reading Duha, all that permissible. So all these are flexible issues. 11:30 you read Salatul Duha, 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, and you, that is called chas salat, all permissible, no problem. You know, our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, go auto open what time I'm Malik. She said, I will never leave these 8 rakats of Salatul Duha, even if somebody tells me they'll bring my parents back to me. Say, no, because Siddiq radiallahu an and Umme Ruman. Imagine. Our mother Siddiqa, how meticulous she was regarding the 8 rakats of Salatul Duha. Reference, go see Mutaim Malik. Fascinating hadith it is. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, I have a lot of grudges and not a clean heart. I remember how people treated me constantly. How can I change my condition?
I give you 2 verses from the Quran, my brother. Surah 59, verse number 10. What a beautiful dua. You got it? If you don't understand chapter, verse, Surah 59, verse 10, so I'm reading it for you. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with iman. You see that? So we make dua only for Muslims. Non-Muslims die, we can't make dua, we got nothing to do them with them. And then the people who are alive, this is for me and you and all of us. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts the malice, the rancor, hatred for people who have iman. Oh, our beloved sustainer, nourisher, you are the one who is very, very compassionate, very merciful. Chapter 59, verse 10, the 28th supara, where the first quarter ends. The first quarter ends, learn that dua, my brother. My brother, I give you one advice. Quran taught us, Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allah lakum. Yes, okay, we take it. People did you wrong and what have you. But Allah is teaching us, do you not love Allah must forgive you? So learn to forgive people, and the more you forgive people, the more Allah will forgive you. That is the message of the noble Quran in Surah Nur, and that these verses were revealed for Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Siddiqa, Sayyidina Aisha also, Allah revealed verses for her in Surah Nur, and for Siddiq Akbar. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, go read chapter 24, verse number 22, and that is in the 18th Supara. So therefore, my brother, learn to forgive, and whenever negative thoughts come, read, remember, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us all. Allah Ta'ala Hamku Ek or Nek Banade. Allah Ta'ala create love, unity within our hearts. Ameen. Jazakallah khairan wa salim kareem. Till tomorrow, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.